Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous, and you are now checked into the rehab. How is everybody? I hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing season, and I hope you guys have something exciting to look forward to. And today's topic is going to be, something out of the ordinary that we've not done before. Like, would you expect anything less? The thing that's very unique about today's topic is normally the subjects that we kind of discuss are overarching, you know, like whether we talk about any type of scenario, you could apply it to your relationships, you can apply it to your friendship, you could apply it to your family. Well, today's topic is going to be different in the sense that it's going to pertain to relationships. Okay. So this is us doing something super specific, because let's face it, some of the scenarios, when we look at it from different angles and different types of relationships in our life, we wouldn't react the same way, right? So some things we got to make it super specific, because the way that you would handle a situation with a family member is going to be very different from someone that you are just starting to date versus somebody that you've been in a relationship with. So in today's topic, we are going to talk about what should you do if you get caught in a lie by a partner. And now when I say partner, I don't necessarily mean somebody that you've been with for a long period of time. It could be somebody that you're interested in and you're seeing, so apply it to your situation as it kind of makes sense. Because here's also the thing. When you've been in a relationship with somebody for a long period of time, yes, there's many, many, many pros to that longevity. But on the con side, now the person knows you a little bit. So that means they might start catching you in a lie. So it's not that easy to even lie to this person anymore, right? So chances are you're probably going to get caught sooner. And if you keep lying about things that they know that you're lying about, it's going to end up in ugly fights. So here's the advice that I'm going to give you right off the bat. This seems so freaking obvious, but most of us will never, ever, ever do it. What should you do if you get caught in a lie? Well, first of all, don't lie. That seems like the easiest thing to do. But life is not such. People, human beings are full of flaws. So let's assume that 90-95% of the people are not going to do the obvious, which means that they will lie. So if you have been in a relationship for a long period of time, or if you're getting to a point where you feel like things are getting somewhat serious, listen up. Because the best thing that you can do is just admit that you lied. Have you ever realized if you were on the receiving end of a lie, what would make you more upset? The fact that that person comes up to you and admits it and apologizes, or the fact that they keep denying that they ever did anything wrong? For most people, it's going to be the fact that they're not admitting that they're doing something wrong. And here's something very interesting psychologically. When we know that we've been betrayed, you're kind of dealing with one type of emotion, right? And it can be hurt, it can be distrust, and it can also be in phases. It could be that as soon as you find out, you're numb, then as time goes by, you're a little bit upset, then as more time goes by, you're even more upset. So you go through all of those emotions. Sometimes it hits you all at once. Sometimes it's one after the other. But one thing that most people have in common is that anger or that hurt or that numbness does not go away if you're also fighting with the person and trying to get them to admit to the fact that they lied to you. If you have to be an attorney on a case where now you need to sit over there and you need to be like, oh, well, it's bad enough that you lied to me, but now I have to pull receipts to be like, on this day, at this time, this is where you were, or this is what you said. I mean, most of the time, and definitely look back at your experience, most of the time, what's more upsetting or what gets people more riled up is the fact that they caught somebody in a lie and then they had to play attorney to prove that they caught this person in a lie. So the best thing that you can do for yourself, and here's the thing, depending on your personality, right? Because some people, they'd be like, let me take a chance because maybe if I deny it a little bit, this person might give up or they might believe me. So depending on your personality, you can either come clean right away and you can just say, you're right. And my advice would be start with, you're right. I'm sorry. And then whatever excuse you have as to why you did whatever you did. And if you have no excuse, then just admit that you weren't thinking. Sometimes the things that kind of softens the situation is just brutal honesty. Because sometimes, and I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, have been here, is sometimes we're just not thinking. We did not think that it was such a big deal. Maybe we didn't even realize that we were lying. It just kind of came out of our mouth and we just decided that, you know what, I'm just going to write this out. I'm going to stick to this story and I'm going to see where it's going to take me. And then one day you're like, oh, it took me to Titanic and now I'm sinking. So, oh, shoot, plan B. So plan B, admit to the fact that you lied. And as I mentioned, depending on your personality, you could either come clean right off the bat. And here's the advantage to actually doing that. Most people will give you this advice. They will tell you once you tell one lie, you have to tell another lie and then another lie and it just becomes work. And you know what? They're absolutely right. So if you want to save yourself a lot of headache and grief and time, just come clean. Day one, they caught you. Okay, you're right. I messed up. Sorry. Here's my excuse. Because if you hedge your bets and if you try to come up with excuses or try to deny it, it plays out one out of two ways. Either they're going to catch you eventually, depending on their personality, and then it's going to be really, really bad. Because now on top of the initial lie, now you've added like 10 other lies because now you've made up all these other stories to cover up that one lie. Doesn't end well. Or maybe you somewhat convinced them that you were actually telling the truth, but the next time that they catch you in a different lie, or the time after that, if they catch you in a different lie, they're like, you're going to have to pay for all these lies. And as smart and as slick as most of us think that we are, the longer time you spend with the person, the more they get to know you, the more likely they will be able to figure out when you're telling the truth and when you're lying to that individual. And you know what's the worst case scenario? Is the longer the lie has continued. If you find out about something, and I'm not talking about something very small, I'm also not referring to like a white lie. But the longer that a lie continues, the more damaging it almost is to the relationship. Because now when you think about the fact that this person lied to you about something that was significant or something that was important to you. And that's the other thing about lies. Not all lies mean the same thing to different people. What do I mean about that? Maybe you lying about your weight is not a big deal to person A that you are in a relationship with. But in your next relationship, person B really does care about that point. And obviously, weight is something that hopefully most people don't care about. But the point is, the lie isn't the same to the individual. So when you're going to lie, always put yourself in the other person's position. Is this something that if I get caught, they will really care about. And with that, you really have to understand your relationship with that person. You have to know that individual. You have to know about what are the things that are going to be deal breakers for them. What are the things that they will let slide at the end of the day? And also, keep in mind, if you start off a relationship where you've started lying about things right off the bat, now you really just don't even have that solid foundation. That could be very damaging to your relationship later down the line. And if you're lying about almost everything, then your partner might feel that they're actually in a relationship with somebody that they don't even know. And it's not only about them investing their time and their energy and then coming to the realization, but it's also you. Some of the things that you could have said in the beginning of relationship, now let's fast forward 7-8 months later, that person finds out about it. They decide that that is actually something significant and they can't get past the fact that you've lied about it. You've also wasted a couple of your months on that relationship. So it's not only just for the other person, it's also about you. And the same thing, like if you're in a long-term relationship and then you've lied about some major things and that partner leaves, now you've invested time, emotion, money into that relationship. So here's my advice. If you are going to lie, only lie about things that you know would not be a big deal to your partner. And if you get caught, you also know that there's a very good chance that you will get forgiveness. Maybe not right away, but you know that that's something that they will not care so much about, that this is going to be a make it or break it type of deal. And that's the kind of lie that you can walk with. And you know, the other thing with people is that if you're going to tell a lie to your partner, and I'm assuming that that is somebody that you want to be in a relationship with, that you want in your life, and you care about deeply, at least spend some time, effort, and energy into concocting the lie. Like, it's almost embarrassing when people lie to you, whether it's at the beginning of a relationship or maybe you're dating and you kind of think that this is going to lead somewhere or you're already involved with them. Like, it's borderline insulting when you realize that they're telling you the lie. It's obviously a lie as they're saying it to you, but there's really no thought, no effort, nothing that went into this lie. I don't know about most listeners, but that almost would tick me off even more. Because one, it's like the individual is questioning your intelligence. And second of all, effort. Like, am I not even that important that you need to put in some energy and effort into this fake story? Like, if you're telling me that there's a traffic light and you got a speeding ticket, at least speed up and get a speeding ticket. So then that way, when I ask for receipts, you pull out that speeding ticket. And even if I know that you're lying to me, I'm still at least somewhat impressed that, like, you gathered some evidence, you put some effort, you, like, worked on your little story. Not that that excuse is a lie, but I almost feel like you appreciate the lie a little bit more. That you're like, wow, this person cared about me enough to, like, put in some effort. Obviously, they didn't care about me enough to just come up and tell me the truth, but they cared about me enough to put some time, effort, and energy into this lie. And guys, one thing I'm going to be totally clear about, this is not a podcast episode when I'm telling you to go and lie to people, okay? I just want to highlight and emphasize that. In no way am I saying to go and lie, but if you must, then here is how you at least turn that situation into somewhat of a favorable direction for you. So if you're the person that's going to lie to somebody else, put in some effort. So at least that person doesn't think that you feel that they're so gullible that you can pull a wool over their head and they wouldn't even know. So if you must lie, then at least have some sort of strategy behind that. And if you're going to lie to somebody, and this is a mistake that most people make. One, you have to have your story straight. Second, try to minimize any eyewitnesses that could be in your story. For example, let's say you forgot that you made plans with your partner and you were just doing whatever, you were running errands and you totally forgot that you had plans with your partners. But you don't want to tell your partner that you forgot that both of you had plans. So you decide to lie and you decide to say, oh, I got caught up at work. Now, if there's a physical place where you actually go, as in you commute to your job, where there's coworkers and potentially your partner may be friends with some of these coworkers because they've met them at, if you guys are going out or hanging out somewhere, and if especially they're connected to those coworkers on social media platforms, do not lie and say, I was caught at work. I had to work late. Because now there's eyewitnesses that your partner can go to see if the story corroborates. And that could be incriminating to you. However, if you work from home and your partner doesn't really know anybody that you work with, well, then you don't have any eyewitnesses. Nobody else can confirm or deny the fact that you were actually at work. So in that situation, that would be a good lie because there's nobody that can say, oh, no, this person was not working at that time. Or nobody can post a story where you'll pop up in the background at like the happy hour at 5:30. Meanwhile, you're telling your partner that you've worked until 8 or 9 p.m. So think about the holes in your story. And again, sometimes if it's just something very minor, it's not even worth the lie. Like if you have to think about all these, like it better be worth it. It better be that you forgot an anniversary. You know your partner is very, very mad at you. So it's not just you missed a night out with them. You missed the night out with them. Well, then you got to come up with like a story. So your best bet is pick some sort of an example, a lie that does not require any eyewitnesses. Also, if there's somebody in your life, like let's say you were hanging out with somebody else or somebody could have seen you at the local grocery shop that your partner may know, plan for all of those situations. If your partner lives in the same town and they go to some of the same places and people know the same you guys know the same people, then don't tell the lies that, oh, I was actually stuck at work. Meanwhile, the local butcher is then seeing your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband or your wife and telling them, oh, by the way, yeah, your partner was here the other day. And your partner is like, wait, what night? Oh, Thursday, the Thursday night they told me that they were working late. Doesn't end well. So think about all of these scenarios where it's not even eyewitness that you know that you're friends with, but it's just eyewitnesses that know you and that know your partner or that your partner is connected with on social media. Those are the lies that you want to stay away from. Second, it makes a big difference if you're in the beginning of the relationship, meaning that you haven't told that many lies, or you're like knee deep into the relationship, which means at this point, you're building up a rap sheet. That also makes a really big difference when you're concocting your lie. Because in the beginning, there's going to be a less of a story that your partner is going to ask you about. Whatever you say, they'll probably believe you because they want to believe you. There won't be that much Q&A or in an interrogation round. But now, if you build up a reputation where you just don't tell the truth, then expect your partner to ask multiple questions, to ask for proofs if you're saying, oh, I was doing this or I was doing that. So based on your situation, come prepared. If this is not your first rodeo and you're a repeat offender that lies about even little things constantly, then expect your partner to be like, who, what, when, where, how? All of those. Have those answers prepared. Because at this point, you know, just like they know, that you're lying. So you got to put in a lot more effort into that story. Versus in the beginning of the relationship, where probably neither one of you is that vested in. So you don't really need to have answers to all of these questions because the chances are the person's not going to even ask. The lie just needs to seem somewhat believable without any effort or you being ready to be in front of like a judge, jury, and executioner. So depending on your situation, come prepared. Third word of advice, do not show fear. See, lying is also an art, which most people do not understand. If you're a bad liar, don't lie. Because there's nothing worse than a bad liar. Because at that point, you're just insulting everybody involved. If you know that you can't lie, don't even try to lie. But assuming that you are someone that can lie, does lie, at least be very, very convincing. Again, not telling people to lie, but if you are going to do it, at least do it the right way. If you know that there's going to be follow-up questions, if you know that you're going to have your story straight, repeat that story to yourself multiple times. Talk it out. Work on your expressions. Work on your confidence when you're telling a lie in there. You need to seem whatever, quote-unquote, natural is to you. If you are someone that's very soft-spoken, that's very calm, so when you're telling a lie, that's how you need to be. If your energy is like 15 on a 10 scale, then even when you're telling the lie, you have to maintain it. You can't go up, you can't go down. You ever see on TV, like whether it's a movie or it's a TV series, where when somebody's telling a lie, their voice will squeak or suddenly they become high-pitched? No. So if you know that you are somebody who is not the world's best liar in the first shot, do two or three takes. Go in front of a mirror, talk through your lie until you get to a point where you're very convincing. And then it also matters. Are you telling the lie via text message or are you doing it over the phone call? And that really depends on your partner. Because if your partner is going to ask you a million questions via text and then interrogate you in person or do it over the phone or whatnot, you don't want to have to repeat your story multiple times. So you want to communicate with them once. And you want to do it on a channel and in a way where they will understand, their questions will get answered, and then you never have to bring it up. And if they bring it up, they only bring it up if there's something in that story doesn't match. Like 10 years later, they find out that you told them that you tripped, you fell, you hurt your knee, and you couldn't walk. And then they find a picture of you somewhere and you're dancing at a party. You know, like one of those situations. Other than that, you need to make sure that you are confident and your story is rehearsed, your story matches, and it sounds as natural in the delivery as best fits your personality. Fourth bit of advice, never ask people to be your accomplice in a lie. And I'm going to tell you why this is always a bad idea. Let's say you convince your uncle or your aunt to be like, okay, I forgot this person's birthday, but can you please tell this person that I was helping you or I was spending time with you and you asked me to stay and that's why I missed whatever occasion it was. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. One, now that person, whoever has lied for you, feels like you owe them something because now they've done you a favor. Second of all, it's bad enough controlling your own mouth and keeping your own story straight. It's even more work making sure that somebody else controls their mouth and keeps their story straight. And if you've seen enough movies, there's always a weak link in there somewhere. So my advice would be never, ever ask anybody to accompany you or to support your lie. Come up with the kind of lie where it does not require any type of witnesses whatsoever. You might think that you're making your story better because the more people that can vouch for the fact that, oh no, this is what you were really doing or this is what you really were involved with or that's not the truth, that it's helping your case, no. every person that vouches for you is now your liability. Because here's the thing. Most people will try really hard to like prevent their lie from coming out, but for whatever reason, have no problem having a slip of tongue when it comes to somebody else's lie. Or even worse, when people lie about you, they'll go and tell the 3-4 other people that you know what really happened that day or that night, and then tell those people not to tell anyone. And then those people will then, for whatever reason, go and share the story with at least one other person. And guess what? This whole thing takes a life of its own. And that one teeny tiny lie that you were trying to prevent your partner from knowing about is not only going to get to them, but now they know that 30 other people know about what happened between the two of you. So never, ever have people be an accomplice in your life. Never. The less people that know about the lie, better. And that brings me to my next piece of advice. If you have lied about something, and I'm not talking about little white lies, I mean the kind of things that you know would end up in huge fights. And I'm not talking about anything serious, guys, that means like, let's say you cheated on your partner. Yes, that's lying, but that's the kind of thing, that's a whole different topic. I mean, that will come and haunt you. So I'm just talking about regular lies, nothing that would be like life or death for you or your relationship. So let's come back. So let's say, you know, you tell a lie and you go down this path where you're like, here's my story. I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to like make all of this happen. Don't tell a soul that you have lied. No one, not your best friend, not your cousin, not your uncle, not your sister, not your mother, no one. If you want the lie to never come out, never ever speak of the lie to anybody, anybody at all. Unless maybe if you have like a shrink or a therapist that you go to who under oath cannot share that you have lied to that person. Other than that, do not tell your lie to anyone. Because here's how this situation plays out. Whoever you confide in will be flattered that you confided in them. They will also guard your lie for a period of time. But then, see, our friends and our family somehow think that the thing that you lied about 4 years ago is no longer really even a lie that you need to keep secret. So to them, it's fine if they slip up and they tell the person, oh, by the way, when you guys first started dating, remember when they were saying they're not seeing anybody else, but they actually were. To them, it's very innocent. But for your relationship, it could be like make it or break it. So if you are going to tell a lie, tell no one that you've told a lie. No one at all. If you feel like you have to get it out of your system, this is a really good trick and it works. Write it down on a piece of paper as many times as you want. Throw that piece of paper in a fire and then nobody's the wiser. Or go speak to someone that you pay them by the hour and they're sworn to secrecy. Those are the two ways that you can guarantee that that lie will never come back to you. Anybody else that you talk to, and don't ask for advice. The worst is when somebody says, so I have a friend. No, everyone knows that it's not your friend, it's you. So if you're going to get advice, go get advice from like podcasts like this one, where you can just listen and hear what to do, but you're not sharing your secrets, or go to Google or watch YouTube videos. But do not confide any lie that you don't want to come back and bite you in your behind to any person that you know or any person that your partner knows. Because that, again, could be damaging to a relationship. Because for whatever reason, people don't seem to think that whenever it's somebody else's situation, that it's a big deal. So they're not going to guard your lie or your quote-unquote secret with their life the way that you would. So if you already know that that's the situation, what is the point of even sharing it with that individual, with anybody else really in your life? And my last bit of advice on this would be, there's a lot of things that we do in the beginning of a relationship that when we get to know the person more, we have a very different take on it. So before your lies catch up to you, if you feel like you get to a point in your relationship where you can share some of the things that you've lied about, then that is an easy way to make sure that nothing that you've said or done in the past can ever come back and bite you. Because you never know. Sometimes it's even people in your life that would be like, well, you tell this person, or I will, or if you don't do this for me, I'm going to expose. No. If you feel like there's some stupid little things that you lied about in the beginning of a relationship, but now you feel like you've grown, you've matured, you care about this person a lot more, before the lie gets to them, especially if you've told somebody else about it, just proactively, and you don't have to make a big deal about it unless it was something really serious. You know, if it was a serious thing that you lied about, I mean, then yeah, you need to make a big deal about it. But if it's not something that's like earth shattering, you know, very nonchalantly, just tell the person, like, I'm embarrassed and I'm sorry that I said this to you. It was not true. It was not 100% accurate. And I guess I did it. Insert your reason. Because a lot of the times when you first start dating somebody, you probably just want to impress the other person. You want them to like you. So maybe there's things that you've said that now looking back at it, you just feel like maybe they're a bit immature. Maybe you just wanted that person to reciprocate your feelings. So whatever your reason is, but most individuals are a lot more understanding and forgiving when you come clean about a lie that you've told versus them going out and them finding out about the lie and confronting you about it. And also, as I mentioned, when you apologize for your behavior, you'll notice that there's in at least most people, that there's a shift in their reaction. Somebody could be really, really upset about something that you've said or not said. And then it goes from a 10 to maybe a 5. Once you just admit that you were in the wrong. What makes it worse is when you keep denying it. Then, like, the argument or the fight escalates. But for most people, if you want to diffuse a situation where you've been caught in a lie and that person confronts you, and you know that they have receipts, like, this is not something that you would be able to get out of in there. Your best bet is just to come clean and just to admit that you've done it. And then you almost notice a shift in the person's behavior and how they interact with you. Because now at least they're not mad about the fact that you're still denying it, right? So if you are in a situation, and particularly that type of a situation, your goal is to diffuse before things get really, really bad. So with that, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. This was something that was like totally different. So I hope you guys really like this unique take. And then with that, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. Until next time, guys, you are now checked out of the rehab. Bye.